T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Allegheny County Medical Society is changing leadership. As a matter of fact, the organization now is going to have a president who is from Pittsburgh. And I'd like to introduce you to him right now, Dr. Matthew Straka, joining us here on KDKA. Matt, it is good to have you on the program. Congratulations on being handed the gavel of the Allegheny County Medical Society.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
When you
Looking
think about
to a good year.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you are. When you think about what the Medical Society does, or if somebody that is at a kid's soccer game on a sunny October afternoon says, "Hey, what is the ACMS? What is it that you do? How would you describe it? What would you tell them?"
Well, I would say we're there to try to help physicians with whatever obstacles they have to, you know, continue to provide the best care that they can to patients, and thereby, you know, help all the residents of Allegheny County that we serve.
You also do that by helping medical students who are on their way into the profession in terms of some scholarships from time to time, too. Where do you think we stand right now as far as medical education? Because, you know, we've seen some places like NYU has said, okay, if you're in our medical school class, it's not going to cost you anything to do it. We have it all underwritten. Do you think we're moving in that direction, or do you think we're still a long way away from that happening?
Well, I think we're still a long way away from that happening. That's a pretty unique example. And, you know, right now the students are coming out with excessive amounts of debt. So, you know, that's our ACMS Foundation, which is, you know, the charitable part of our program, actually helps try to cut that down a little bit with grants for some medical students that they can apply to, in addition to the other charitable grants that we do, you know, for other programs in Allegheny County.
What do you think are the big issues that you and fellow clinicians are facing? What are the big core issues that Allegheny County and the Medical Society want to be there for the physicians?
Well, you know, there have been a bunch of issues that we've tackled over the years. Right now, you know, I think that there are some issues with non-compete contracts that we would like to try to see what we can do to alleviate. We just fought a recent battle with prior authorization requirements, you know, that take excessive amounts of physicians' time towards trying to get tests and studies done for their patients instead of providing care. They're arguing with insurance companies. Then we've got, of course, some of the EMR time constraints that, you know, we're stuck, you know, doing data entry instead of taking care of patients. So we're looking into ways that we can try to streamline some of those processes and make that, you know, run a little bit more smoothly as well.
And the acronym you're talking about is basically the medical record keeping. Is that right? Do I understand that correct? The EMR?
Correct. The electronic medical records.
Got it. What about medical malpractice in Pennsylvania? Where do we stand with that? Where do we stand with reimbursements and things like that? Is it getting better, or is there still a way to go?
Well, the recent Medicare reduction, you know, will affect physicians. They decreased that just recently. Years ago, we fought, you know, with tort reform because malpractice premiums were going up so much and we were losing physicians from the state. And now recently, there's been some changes in the law about where you can conduct malpractice cases. And instead of doing it where the care was provided, taking it to other counties, such as taking it to Philadelphia, where they have excessive payments, you know, handed out by juries that could really, you know, send that in the wrong direction. So that's a current battle that we're fighting right now, and the jury's still out on that.
So when you decided that you were going to go to Georgetown to become a doctor after being at Northwestern, what was it that ultimately led you to come back to Pittsburgh? Why did you want to come? And I know you're from here, but that doesn't always mean that you go back home to practice. Why did you decide to come back here?
Well, at the time, UPMC was one of the top otolaryngology residency programs in the country, and they still are. And so that was, you know, I mean, that was one of the top programs I could possibly want to come back and train under. And so I was fortunate enough to match at Pitt. Had a great 5 years there.
And then fellowship after that?
I just went straight into private practice after that, joining a single specialty group straight out of my residency.
What was it like to work with your dad?
It was a dream come true. It was probably much better for me to be working with him than him to be working with me. it was a special 19 years.
Dr. Matthew Straka joining us. He is the brand new president of the Allegheny County Medical Society. He is an otolaryngologist and a head neck surgeon here in the Pittsburgh area. Ear, nose, and throat oftentimes is what people tend to think about that specialty being. What right now do you think are the biggest hurdles as far as people getting into medicine? Meaning, I think that you could say, well, you know, nurse practitioners don't have to go to school as long as a doctor does. And, you know, that physicians may not make as much as they used to, and yet their debt load is still enormous. What are the things that are keeping the best and brightest from going into medicine like perhaps they have in the past?
Well, that's a tough question. I guess, you know, they see some of the obstacles that, you know, we're dealing with in trying to deliver care. Seeing some physicians may be getting a bit disgruntled, you know, with the excessive time with their electronic medical record system, battling insurances. Some of these obstacles that we faced have kind of taken the joy of medicine away from some of them. But I think that, you know, at heart, if you talk to most physicians, they're going to say that they absolutely love what they do. And if we can make it more about letting physicians do that and provide care and not get other obstacles in the way, you know, I think that, you know, we can hopefully rejuvenate that interest and, you know, keep it strong.
What brings you the most joy?
Interaction with patients. Pure and simple. You know, just getting to interact with people of, you know, every walk of life.
Even if they're sick, even if they're not feeling as well as they would like?
Well, usually, you know, that's when they're coming in and we're doing it to try to make them feel better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the ultimate reward there.
Who are either some of the people or maybe some of the advice that you have received from, and I'm not talking about your dad, but some of the other old timers, right? What are some of the things that you learned from them about the way medicine was and at the same time, the way medicine perhaps can be again? What are some of the things that you learned from them?
Boy, it's tough to pinpoint one thing. I think it's just keep your eyes focused on the task at hand, and not get distracted by some of the other issues that we have to do to provide the care that we're asked to do. So again, I think just, you know, focus on the patient has been one of the probably the best advice.
What do you hope to accomplish as president of the Allegheny County Medical Society? If there's something that's on your list for you and the board that you would like to get done here in the next year or so, what's at the top of the list?
Well, I think at the top of the list for me would be to try to fight some of the non-compete things that we face with our contracts, even after they've been, you know, fully served. It's because that limits where you can practice with a 10-mile radius or whatnot. So that would be one thing. We want to focus on membership quite a bit because we can advocate for, you know, the patients we serve and our fellow physician members when we've got a strong membership. So, you know, numbers help with those efforts. When we go to Harrisburg to try to fight for policy change, and so membership would be a big focus too.
Well, Dr. Straka, it's wonderful to have you here on the program. Congratulations on the new title, and I know that it's going to mean a little extra time away from your practice and doing some other things, but thank you for assuming that leadership role and continuing the fine tradition that's been there for the Allegheny County Medical Society. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yep, great stuff. Dr. Matt Straka joining us here, brand new president, Allegheny County Medical Society and its board of directors. It's 3:45 on KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.